Of course, the Iowa caucuses are tonight, and
yeah.
And we can't take part. But no. But the way that we could take part is
We can't take part, but the way we could?
Kind of indirectly.
Oh, okay.
Kind of indirectly.
Is what, moved to Iowa today?
No. Oh, heavens no.
No, heavens.
Because you know what? You'd wake up tomorrow in Iowa. No. So I went out to, just because I had a little spare time during Chase's newscast, to see if I could find out what kind of food might be served at the caucuses tonight. Because, again.
Oh, yeah. Well, know, it's a bring your own dish, yeah. Right?
In an honor, so I found from, this is from Teresa. Don't know where Teresa is from, but. In honor of all the caucus excitement, I prepared a special dinner at home. I inherited a stack of cookbooks from my grandmother. And in her recipe clippings, I found a pamphlet of recipes from Iowa Senator Charles Grassley's family that dated all the way back to 2004.
Oh, all the way back.
Wow. Old family recipes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I decided to try the Grassley's tasty meatloaf recipe. Since my husband and I were tired of eating Christmas ham leftovers.
Oh, man, that's grandma slapping food right
yeah,
there.
I tell you, it's pretty much your standard meatloaf recipe with a spicy addition of chili powder.
Yeah.
It's also been frosted with ketchup.
Ah.
Just like my husband likes it. So, there you go.
Yeah, that'll send them home sick and they won't be able to vote.
Have some Grassley meatloaf tonight. You can be part of the Iowa caucus at your house. Yeah, yeah. All right, so, you know, as we know, Texas A&M University, a research university, mm-hmm. You know, do a lot of research over there.
Now, no, they do.
We don't get very many fun research projects over here. It always ends up being someplace else, like northern Iowa or somewhere. And but today we do have results that are pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It says the next time you need some advice on a big decision, ask somebody who's over 60 years of age. This is according to...
Yeah, but talk it. Loud.
Yeah. And slowly!
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, according to researchers at Texas A&M University, older people really are wiser. Their study found that the 60-plus demo taps into a different region of the brain when making decisions.
According to a poll of people over the age of 60, 100% yeah. said yes, they're wiser than everyone else.
Exactly. The part the over 60s tap into a certain region of the brain when making decisions, the part that controls rational and deliberate thoughts. Decision-making over 60 is much more likely to take long-term benefits into consideration.
You know, you and I fall in that group, and I fall well into that group. And I think I'm smarter than a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
But I ain't smarter than a good 40-year-old. I mean, I'm getting dumber as I get older. And I didn't have that part of drop.
Don't they? You know?
So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they got that TV show where you're smarter than a fifth grader. Hello.
Oh, please let my wife and children be listening to this.
That's why we did it now, sir. Exactly why we did it now. There is a method here. Younger people tend to default to the feel-good region of their brain for their decisions, and they go with immediate gratification choices more often than not. And, again, I don't have any other methodology. I just know that the study was done at Texas A&M University, and they've come up with the idea that 60-year-olds actually look at long-term considerations when they make that decision using a rational, deliberate approach. And my first thought as I read this was, how many members of Congress are over 60?
Plenty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would say the majority.
Yeah,
easily.
And you're going to tell me that they are using rational and deliberate thought and taking a look at the long-term consequences of their decisions? See, I think not. They didn't say anything about lobbyists with money standing by changing the idea. But there you are, research from Texas A&M, just to let you know.
There,
hey,
there you go.
If you want a new TV, now's a good time to buy it.
Really?
First 2 weeks in January is the best time to get a good deal. That's because retailers wanted to hang on to the post-holiday momentum. by the end of January. Those prices tend to spike because, you know, we got that big event coming up in February.
The Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, I have to walk over here and get this story.
About the Super Bowl?
Yeah, about ads in the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
From the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Yeah.
We get that for you. We go ahead and pay for it so you don't have to.
Well, I think the price had gone down last year from the year before.
Well,
had it not?
Well, big boy, it's up now.
Might be back up again.
$3.5 million for a 30-second commercial, according to Comcast Corp's NBC Universal Media buyers.
Mm-hmm.
About $3 million last year, so up $500,000. And by the way, since in the last 10 years, it's gone up 59%. Price has gone up 59%. Wow. Majority of the ad time for this year's game sold out before September, and the remaining few slots sold around Thanksgiving, according to NBC. Last year's Super Bowl ad time sold out in October. So who are we going to have? Who are we going to have? Apparently General Motors,
yeah.
Volkswagen, for in the Audi unit, Hyundai, and Kia Motors have all bought. Anheuser-Busch InBev, 4.5 minutes worth of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait till those come on. Then PepsiCo and Coca-Cola both going to be there this year. Some newbies that we haven't had before. And, boy, this is smart marketing because when you think of the NFL, I know you think of Dan and yogurt.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
Quiet, honey, the yogurt commercial's on.
Yeah, got that going on. M&M's and Telefloral also will be part of it.
You were relieved because of what?
Well, that
what it could have been.
We're going to have a Dannon commercial.
Yeah, just, yeah, yeah.
Don't think we have enough.
VW pretty happy because they say now that they probably got about $100 million in free publicity from the Darth Vader ad. If you remember that one last year.
Oh yeah,
which is
yeah.
a pretty cool ad.
Yeah.
Pretty cool ad
with the little Darth.
Yep. So anyway, we'll see what happens, and I hope they have. Is it E-Trade with the talking baby?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That because that's worked pretty well.
Yeah, it has.
Now, was that introduced in the Super Bowl? I mean, I obviously remember seeing it.
Yes, I believe it was.
Yeah, probably so.
And I think that's what happens is they test some. And the Snickers ad, right, with Betty White, I think that was last year as well. So there could be some others, but that's what's going to be. And again,
Actually, I think that was 2 years ago.
Was it $3.5 million? So just want you to, you know, be sure that you're paying attention when the ads come on because it's. They're paying a lot of money for it. And you know what?
Yeah.
They just pass that right on to us.
Oh, sure.
BMW driver in the UK threatening to sue her local council, the city council, because of their plan to put a blanket 20-mile-per-hour speed throughout the city. They say it's going to damage the powerful engine in her car. Diane Greenwood says her BMW car struggles to cope in fourth gear at such low speeds. Hey, hun, if it's a manual transmission, you can go ahead and push in that clutch and go back up to third if you need to. I'm just saying, you know, might hurt your gas mileage a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She says she is forced to drive around in third, and that puts a strain on the engine, you see, creating more pollution. Supporters of the new lower limits dismiss her claims as selfish and ill-informed and point out that already widespread in Germany, where BMWs are built, they've got a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit there. So, yeah. Hey, we're going to have clear skies tonight, and we're having a meteor shower. So if you'd like to go out and take a meteor shower, you can do that.
Hadn't had a shower in a while.
Yeah.
You know, there you go.
So sky watchers can get their first treat of 2012 with a short but intense, this would be the quadrantid meteor show, which is going on tonight.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, of course it is. According to NASA, yes, we are still relevant. They have a page for this, and you can go look as many as 200 meteors per hour, though the average rate will be between 60 and 100. That's one of the good things about coming to work early in the morning. We get to see that.
Mm-hmm.
We can see those things. Last week of 2011 saw a massive jump in apps downloaded and devices activated as they received gifts. There were 1.2 billion apps that were downloaded. Is that right? Golly, that's amazing. So, and here we go. So if you'd like, just to show you there's an app for everything. If you're wondering where Krispy Kreme donuts are rolling out of the oven.
Ooh. Does a little neon sign come on your phone?
Yes.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. Awesome. Yes, it does. You download this app, and again, now it's going to be based on the GPS, so it ain't going to happen around here. But if you're over in the southeast, where they've still got some of these, yeah, as a matter of fact, through the miracle of modern technology, Hotlight is an app that alerts you when the nearest Krispy Kreme fires up the Hot Now neon sign. So there you go. And by the way, if you buy into the whole thing about what the Mayans say, that the end of the world is coming December 21st, 2012,
right. Yeah.
Got an app.
Oh, good.
Yep, got a Mayan countdown app for your smartphone now.
Well, I ain't doing my Christmas shop until the 22nd. I know that.
Just wait.
Yeah, really,
see.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. there's no reason. Coming up on the other side of Tom Sports, brands that will vanish in 2012, companies that will not be here anymore.
Mm. Wow.